Welcome to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, your quick briefing on the top news shaping the pharmaceutical and life sciences industry. In today's Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, the FDA grants accelerated approval to B1 Medicine's Baqalzi as the first and only BCL2 inhibitor for relapsed or refractory mantle cell lymphoma, while also approving Taiho Oncology's Inqovi in combination with venetoclax for newly diagnosed acute myeloid leukemia. Pharmaceutical Executive reports on the Doceri Makers Summit, and Dean Erhardt argues that AI-enabled workflow automation offers a practical path to fixing the prior authorization system's chronic failures. The FDA has approved two new treatments for difficult-to-treat blood cancers. B1 Medicines received approval for Baqalzi sonrotoclax, a next-generation BCL2 inhibitor, for adult patients with relapsed or refractory mantle cell lymphoma who have received at least two prior lines of systemic therapy, including a BTK inhibitor, making it the first and only BCL2 inhibitor approved specifically for MCL, and adding a pharmacologically distinct option in a post-BTK inhibitor setting where outcomes have historically been poor. The approval was supported by phase 1/2 data from the BGB-11417-201 trial, showing a 52% overall response rate and a median duration of response of 15.8 months in patients previously treated with anti-CD20 therapy and a BTK inhibitor. Separately, Taiho Oncology received approval for Inqovi, its oral decitabine and cetazuridine combination, in combination with venetoclax for older or unfit patients with newly diagnosed acute myeloid leukemia, where the regimen achieved a 41.6% complete remission rate with a median time to response of approximately 2 months, offering an all-oral alternative to existing infusion-based hypomethylating agent and venetoclax regimens. The Doceri Makers Summit, where approximately 75 senior marketing executives from companies including Sanofi, Bristol-Myers Squibb, and Eli Lilly convened to address what participants described as a defining operational challenge in pharmaceutical commercial strategy. The proliferation of fragmented, disconnected marketing technology stacks that make unified customer engagement and measurement difficult at scale. Attendees backed a new pharma marketing operating model built around integrated platforms rather than legacy point solutions, reflecting a broader industry consensus that the current architecture, accumulated through years of bolt-on software acquisitions, creates data silos, slows campaign execution, and undermines the ability to track the full impact of promotional investment across channels and customer touchpoints. Finally, Dean Erhardt makes the case that the prior authorization system is structurally broken for patients, creating delays, abandonment, and clinical harm, and that targeted deployment of AI within authorization workflows offers a practical and near-term path to meaningful improvement. Erhardt argues that the problem is not simply administrative burden, but a workflow architecture that was never designed for the volume and complexity of today's specialty drug landscape, and that AI tools capable of automating documentation retrieval, predicting approval likelihood, and flagging incomplete submissions before they reach payers can reduce cycle times and improve approval rates without requiring the systemic regulatory overhaul that prior authorization reform legislation has so far failed to deliver. Thanks for listening to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily. For more updates and in-depth analysis, visit pharmexec.com.